Hey child, welcome back to It's Okay Child podcast, where healing is the best feels. And of course, I am always here to frustrate you guys with what? With happiness. Welcome aboard, I'm the captain. Tonight on my bed door, girl, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Party done, come meet me outside. Ready to go, go jump in the ride. We got unfinished business, so baby come over. So now she whisper in my ear, hey. Baby got me speeding on the motorway. 25 minutes from where I should be. You know, send me, I got there in 15, and we went straight to the bedroom. First floor, so quick we forgot to lock the door. What happens in here, girl? Stays in here, you know. When I kiss under, tell me she been waiting all night. So she really feeling my vibe. Tell me so she won't feel alright, 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 alright. You know I need from you tonight. Girl, come over, girl, come over. I know we only met tonight, but girl, come over, girl, come over. You ain't gotta say it, I can tell. You ain't really had nothing like this.
Anyway, if you're new here, my name is Alexandra, and I'm the beautiful host of this show. And I recorded this episode on Valentine's. So happy Valentine's to all of you. I hope you had fun. Even if you are alone, we are together. We are what? Together, baby. We are together. Yeah. So anyway, I've been wanting to say this. Today, I was going to the supermarket. And now, on my way back home, you see how you can be waiting on the stage for the bus too, so that you can end up on the bus. Now, there's this couple, I think they were roughly around 20, 21, 22, our age bracket. So, you know, this girl was feeling kind of low. She thought her boyfriend didn't get her anything for Valentine's. So, you know, kumbe it was a plan. Because, you know, this girl was like, she was so low. So the boyfriend was like, hey, babe, boy, mbona nakaume boy kaleo, nini mbaya? Like, nothing. You feel like I forgot about Valentine's. But it's just that I didn't have enough money to do something great for you. So the girl was like, yeah, it's okay, I understand. You know, as long as I have you, that's all I want. I go like, wait, I haven't finished. So he calls this guy on his phone. I don't know what he says, because he went kind of far away from where we were, because I was standing next to the couple. And this guy comes with a Norwich Terrier. Guy, it was a white one. And the guy gave it to her, and she was like, happy Valentine's. I swear everyone around there cried. We cried. I don't know if it was because we were women. But it was so emotional. So I cried. Mimi cried. I think that was so sweet. You guys love each other out here. Mnapendana. You know, I was just looking at my statuses and the Instagram stories. And I'm like, guys, there's love in Kenya. There's love in the whole world, guys. Well, anyway, that was just a by the way. Kama ulikuwa peke yako, tulikula chocolates. Na maisha ikasonga. Yeah, I know it's not funny. It's not funny, sindio? Hey, but do you have a problem? You came here to laugh, Allah. So you better be laughing, because I will slap you until you laugh. With happiness, of course. Okay, but I hope you guys are well. And yeah, I just missed you guys. Are you from Mississippi? Because okay, yeah, I know I'm too much, yeah. I'm too much. Let me be serious. So today we're going to talk about, is it okay to struggle with self-esteem issues? Is it? Oh yes, it is. It is perfectly okay to struggle with, you know, self-esteem. Yeah. So I'm practically saying that it is okay to have a low self-esteem sometimes, but it's not healthy to stay there for a long time, you know, because, you know, a prolonged period of low self-esteem can make one fall into deep, deep depression. And of course, no one here wants to do that. So that's why I'm here to help you guys. As always, I got you and I hope you listen. So anyway, for a start, what exactly is self-esteem? Yeah, I feel like self-esteem is more about us letting the negative thoughts that run in our heads affect us. Yeah, because we tend to criticize ourselves based on our appearance, our ability to do things, if we are intelligent, you know, it's basically a lot. And I feel like it's more of how you value yourself, yeah, and how you like yourself, yeah, because if this don't come in handy, there's no way you can have a high self-esteem, yeah? So it's like all those are dependent on you having a high self-esteem or a lower one. You get me? So yeah, you know, I've been thinking, like, where exactly did, or where exactly does this whole notion of having a low self-esteem come from? And of course, I did an opinion poll. Yeah, I posted it on my Instagram story. And of course, you guys answered. And most people had this kind of perspectives. That for a start, it starts from home. Like, whatever you're told when you are young, it tends to define who you are. So sometimes it can be bad things, and you know, they really take a toll on you. Yeah, so from parents, your family in general, your friends, lecturers in school, the society in general, yeah, that fear of hearing people's opinions about you, you know, failure to accept that there will always be someone who's better than you in so many aspects, guys. Also, there's this friend of mine. She was telling me how she's working with people who are older than her. Yeah. And I feel her, because me and a bunch of my law school friends in our school, we study with older people. Literally, you are being tested an exam with someone who's, I don't know how many years older than you. And there's a way you could just tell. There's some lecturers, they tend to look down on us because they see us as children, like people who are not mature. So you see, there's a way how they handle, some lecturers do handle the older group. And when I'm talking about the older group, I mean people who are like the age of our parents, and you know, let me say from 30 years and above, You know, you're studying with the same people in the same class. And the lecturer marks the exams, you know, and I don't know, some of them fail to consider that we don't think the same. Because this is someone who's experienced some things in their lives. Some people have actually job experiences in their different fields of study. While us, this is our first degree, we literally don't know anything. I mean, ini siku yetu ya kwanza kusoma. You see, so when she said that, I felt it because at some point, it does affect our esteem because of how people uphold us in school, you know. And also this kind of negative comments people give you, guys, it's sad. It's sad, you know. And also how we compare ourselves with other people. This is where low self-esteem comes in or high self-esteem comes in, depending on how you take each and every situation I've mentioned just now. You get me? Yeah, so... But what exactly makes us have low self-esteem? That was, you see, what I just mentioned before was the kind of impact, or rather, who impacts our self-esteem. You know, it's all those people and a bunch of other things I've said who are not people. Okay, so now, what exactly makes us have low self-esteem? Yeah. So, of course, I have compiled a bunch of your perspectives and mine as well. So, yeah, I'll just mention them and explain some of them, yeah? So, our family backgrounds tend to have they tend to define us at some point, you know. I don't know if you remember when we were still young. I don't know about... No, but I feel like if you are a millennial, this definitely happened to you. So you see, when you were back in nursery, primary school, of course, we all went to different schools, some public schools, some private schools. I think high school was where now we all came together, both from public and private, you know. But now in primary, it was different. Yeah, you might still be in a private school, but kuna venye tu ta feel you don't belong there. Because you can see there's some people who used to walk to school. Yeah, there's some people who used to be brought by parents. Now that is the... Hey, I don't know if this used to happen, but in my primary schools, the two of them that I went to, I used to witness... People used to judge you by how you come to school, you know. Especially if you come in, if you are brought to school by your parents. Hey, I remember now happened the story of rich kids na middle class na wengine wa chini ilikuwa inatokea. Because if you are brought to school with a Land Rover or a Range Rover or these BMWs, people say, "Hey, damn, the rich kid. Simone Ivo. Must get to say a break. We, umana venye kiva ameletwa na babake leo asubuhi. We, you know, it's a bit." And I swear, I feel like this still happens right now. But we matured and we started having friends, regardless of their social status. But you know, these things used to happen. Even in high school, you see people are being visited. Kuna wenye wanaleta chakula mingi, wanavisitwa na watu wengi. And of course, kuna wale, amevisitwa na that one parent. And maybe they don't come from a well-to-do family. Yeah, so you find maybe the parent has only brought, let me say ngwashe, and even maybe githeri. Na uku side ingine unasikia tu harufu ya kuku and nyama and pilau, and you're like, how are we in the same school? How are we in the same school, guys? How? You see, so, like, there's a way the society has made us feel that, like, when you belong to this type of social class, this is how you'll be judged, and this is how you're expected to behave. You get? So this tends to take it tends to have an impact on our self-esteem. So there's this episode I listened to on Life on Levels podcast by Wesley Jeff, yeah? So there's this episode, I think the name of the episode was called Levels. And he was talking about how there's this friend of his, once he was circumcised, his dad, yani baba huyo kijana, do you know he gifted his son with a what? With what? Two freaking trailers. Yeah? and this guy was complaining that he wasn't complaining, I really can't remember, but this guy, like, yo kijana mwenye anaongelea, acha tumite Kivu. So this Kivu guy alikuwa anasema ati venye ati his dad can't give him money because he knows he won't focus on his studies. So instead, what does he do? Kevo's pocket money comes from the production that comes from the trailer. You see how you can give out your trailers, zifanye businesses different, then you earn money from it. Yeah. So this Kevo was like, at on a good month, I get like 360K. 360 G's, and on a bad month it's 120 G's, and you are comparing yourself to that guy. Are you even serious? Do you want to die? Do you really want to die? Because you know those are two different backgrounds. There's no way you can start comparing yourself to that, because I know most of us have been raised up to believe we need to work to get our own money. Yes, our parents do have money and lots of money, but it's theirs. You have to work for yours to get a life like theirs, you know. And for some people, they just spoon-fed everything. And that's the reality. And it's not our fault because we're not forced to belong to different families. We just found ourselves being born in different families, you get. So yeah, if you take it badly, it will affect you, boo, and you'll have a low self-esteem, yeah? Well, also, this peer pressure from people around us. Kwanza hii peer pressure ni muona na hizi challenges zimekuwa zikifanyika juzi. You're there forcing yourself to do this silhouette challenges, mabazi challenge, and you know very well you don't feel comfortable doing some things, kama hii silhouette, you need to be like half nude to do the challenge, and you know very well it doesn't sit well with your soul, but you still want to do it. And this mjamaa, let me give you a situation, this mjamaa comes and removes the editing from your video and he sees you naked. And what does he do? He posts your video. What the fuck are you going to do? Because you've already advertised yourself out there. And, you know, so please, can we say no to peer pressure? Because it will kill you. It will kill you. It will kill you so badly. Okay. Just do what sits well with your soul, guys. You know. Also, it also depends with the kind of love you received from childhood. Yeah. You see, for me, my parents didn't really, like, always tell me that they love me, you know, but they used to express their love to me by buying me gifts. So automatically my love language became gifting. For other people, it's totally different. Yeah, maybe them, they used to be told every time, oh, I love you and all that shit, you know, all that, you know all those love languages. Yeah, but also, did you know that how we get attached to people also depends on what used to happen in our childhood. Like, I need you guys to go listen to this episode by Elizabeth Nyangara. Her podcast is called Paragraphs and Insights, and she did an episode on attachment styles. Please go listen to that episode. Then you'll understand how the kind of love you received in childhood can actually take a toll on your self-esteem real good or real bad. Okay, go listen and come and tell me what you learn. Yes, also, negative experiences, they are quite something. Yeah? And they make you feel like you're not enough. For example, this normally happens in breakups. So you date this guy or this girl, and your world. And so when they leave, there's a way they make you feel like you have that void and emptiness in you. Yeah? And somehow, let's say if the relationship ended because of infidelity, and maybe they cheated on you, so you'll always have this feeling of you're not enough. You know, just because of this one experience that happened to you, it will make you feel like you don't deserve love, you don't deserve relationships. And I totally understand it, because it happens. It really happens, and there's nothing you can do about it. There is something you can do about it, by the way, and I'll tell you after telling you all these causes of low self-esteem. Okay. Yeah, and when people make fun of you, it can really, really take a toll on your self-esteem. Let me tell you an example of, I don't know if you guys have watched this series called 13 Reasons Why. If you haven't, please go and watch it. It's on Netflix. I don't know if you can find it on, you know, movie shops, but I think Zico. So, in this series, I remember, I can never get tired of watching this series because it tackles a lot of mental health issues, a lot. But please, if you have suicidal thoughts, please don't watch that series, kindly. It's too traumatizing at some point. But yeah, so there's this guy, he was called Tyler. This guy was being bullied and harassed by boys in his high school. Like, there's this, I don't know, he wronged these football players, and see, now he was expelled. So when he came back to school, they saw it as an opportunity to revenge him. So when he went to the washroom, this guy was beaten. Wow, he was beaten, his head was knocked into a mirror, and then he was forced to suck the water from the washroom. Literally, iyo maji iko ndani ya choo. He was forced to drink it. And then when he was drinking it, he was being raped by a mop. And, you know, all this was because, like, they were making fun of how he's a weakling and he's just trying to do things to prove he's a man. Like, it's so bad. And you expect him to not be traumatized and to not feel like his self-esteem is being affected. Even his safety in school. You know, this is also an example of a negative experience and being made fun of, and how it can take a toll on your self-esteem. And you know what happened to him? He wanted to kill them. There's a day when there was some prom in school, he wanted to bomb the school and kill everyone, including himself, because he had a really bad low self-esteem, and he couldn't even defend himself in school. It was that bad. So guys, I'm telling you, low self-esteem can do some really bad shit to you. So please, don't stay there for long. Seek help if you can. Please do. Okay. Yeah. So, also being put down by people's opinions and people making you feel like you don't deserve to celebrate your accomplishments. You see, this also makes you to start doubting yourself, and you feel like, like everything people say, they actually get to you, and you feel like you really aren't worth it at all. You get? All those can give you a low self-esteem. Then you see how when you experience so many failures in your life, you feel like you are weak, you are a loser. There's nothing you can do that is perfect in this world. That's a sign you have low self-esteem and you need help. You need help, okay? Yeah, also body shaming. Guys, can you stop body shaming people? Please stop. Please. You don't know why someone is the way they are. Maybe this person is big. Because I don't want to call someone fat. It seems rude. Has a big body and... Or maybe he's skinny. Can you avoid making comments about people's body, kindly? If you're not saying a positive comment, don't talk at all. Let it slide. My dad always tells me, or rather tells us as his children, there's some things you see and it's not a must you talk about. You should just keep quiet. Some things you see and you keep quiet about it. Not everything needs to be said or asked about. Okay, guys, please don't. Because I was told this incident about a girl who was discussing another girl and they were referring her to, nasikia nani alikosana na demu wake. Let's call this guy Mike. Nasikia Mike alikosana na demu wake. Then this other girl was like, demu wake upi, ule mkonde. The fuck, what is that? Why do you refer people to their weight or how their body looks like? Can we stop doing that? It's so rude. You're hurting someone's ego and their esteem. So please stop. And also, please go listen to this episode by Tabitha Makumi. Her podcast is called Being Grown Podcast. There's an episode she did on... It's called Insecurities 101. And she was giving her story on how her dad used to make fun of her legs because she was, let me say, overweight. No, not overweight. She had a big body back in high school and her dad used to make fun of her. So when her friends were talking about how she has pretty legs, she broke down. Because all her life, her dad had made her feel like she's not beautiful enough because she's not skinny because she has big legs like that of an elephant. Those are the words she said. Please go listen to that episode and you learn something. Yeah? So anyway, with all this that I've said, I need to give you a solution, guys. Okay? Okay, so for a start, can we normalize encouraging people? You know, sometimes we go through bad days and we just need that someone to tell us, be there, you're okay, you're gonna be okay, everything is going to be fine. Please do that. You're saving someone. Please encourage people. And if you have to compliment someone, please compliment their good qualities. Compliment them on the good things they do for people, these little things. Please tell people. Please, thank you. Okay? Yeah. And encourage people not to give up on things. Sometimes we face a lot of rejection and a lot of hardships. And maybe that one thing you come and tell me by there, for example, Abby, I saw this painting you did and I think it's really pretty. Please keep doing whatever you are doing. Trust me, that girl, even if she wanted to give up on painting, she won't because of that comment you made. Please do that. Okay, guys, please. Thank you. Make people feel proud of themselves and their accomplishments. It feels nice to do something good to people, to someone. Okay, please do that. And then you personally, I want you guys to be your own best friend. Take care of yourself. be there for yourself and be honest with yourself. Okay, if you feel like you are slacking in things, get a meeting and tell yourself to do this and this and this. Stop doing this, start doing this. Okay, be your best friend. You see how you treat your best friend? I want you to treat yourself like that. Okay, number two. I need you to be selective with your friends. Stay away from negative people. Because let me tell you, you can't start changing. There's no way you can change someone. Only the person, himself or herself, has the ability to change themselves and God alone. Do not start staying with a negative friend in the name of you're going to make them better people. No. Let them change themselves for you if they want to keep you. Okay. Stay around positive people and you'll never have to struggle with them giving you negative comments about yourself because they're struggling with their own self-esteem. Okay. Yeah. Number three, I need you guys to spend time doing the things you love and things you're good at. This actually builds your self-esteem and gives you that confidence to keep on doing whatever you are doing and to continue pushing people to do whatever you are doing. It's like you're lifting people and you're lifting yourself at once. Okay, number four. When you are at your lowest, when you have that low self-esteem and you feel like you're not enough, that's the time I need you to sit down and remember all the good things you have achieved in life. No matter how small they are, trust me, you will feel so much better about yourself. So much better. Okay. Please go and do that. Then I need you to be honest with yourself and do the right thing. Don't do things that don't sit well with your soul just because you want to please other people. You do not need to please other people. When are they giving you food? Are they buying you chicken? Guys, even if you buy me chicken, you can't start making me sacrifice my morals and principles to sit with your soul. Sorry, boo. If someone really loves you or really wants you as a friend, they'll respect your boundaries. Okay, so please, guys, stop pleasing people. It won't get you anywhere. Just end up feeling empty afterwards because you realize they don't actually like you. They only like you because they can control you. Oops. I just said that, guys. But yeah, that's the truth. And also, can we avoid dwelling on our past negative experiences and instead use them as opportunities to grow? For example, I don't know, I like talking about breakups. But it's because many people have told me their experiences. So, yeah. And that's what actually affects most people. A breakup, be it a friendship breakup or a relationship breakup, all of them can take a really big toll on you. Yeah. So during that breakup is the time you're supposed to work on yourself to become the best version of yourself. In fact, go listen to the episode I did. It's okay to have a breakup. Yeah. You'll understand the growth part of it. Yes, and this one actually worked out for me. Every single negative comment someone gives you, transform it into a positive one. For example, if someone tells you, you know what? I hate how you look today. I mean, how can you wear shoes that are so last season? What the hell is wrong with you? You know, guys, let me tell you, at that point, remind yourself you're beautiful. As long as you looked at yourself in the mirror in the morning before you left and you saw you look like a queen or a king, tembea, kanyaga kubwa kubwa, mtuwezi kuambia shit. Let no one tell you shit, by the way. Every negative comment, turn it to something positive. That's the only way to survive with people in this world, because there are some people who clearly can't keep their comments to themselves and they didn't even ask for their comment. Okay, it happens. So that's why I'm telling you this, so that when it happens, you know what to do. And also, I really, 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 really encourage you guys to start meditating on what you think about. Filter those negative comments that come and deal with them. Do something about them. If you felt like maybe you've been having suicidal thoughts, I need you to go back and figure out why exactly do you feel like committing suicide. Is it because of someone? And what did this person do? If it's something they've been doing for long, cut them off. Your life is more important than their bullshit. Okay, but there, guys, today I'm being raw with you because I want to help you. Okay, so please do not tolerate any bullshit from people. And also, yeah, that's why I'm really heavy on whatever you think about, meditate on it so that you can know if it's something good or something bad. And if it's bad, you do what? You filter it. You only remain with what? The positive thoughts. Thank you. So anyway, as we finish, I need you to know you are enough. You are enough. What have I said? You are enough. Your emotions matter. Your past matters, but so does your future. Think about that. Go think about that. Your past matters, but so does your future. Okay. And I want you guys to repeat something. If you are struggling with low self-esteem, no one is gonna hear you when you're saying this. So, I want you to do this for me every morning. I want you to say, I am human. I make mistakes. But I refuse to let those mistakes define me. I am a blessing. I am not a curse. I know who I am, despite what other people say. I am enough. I am enough. Okay, guys, and I love you guys so much. I am sending so much love to anyone out here who's struggling with their self-esteem. And I'm sending lots of love to you again, I say. Same, guys. Blessings, love, and so much light. I love you all.
You know I need from you tonight. God, come over. God, come over. I know we only met tonight, but God, come over. God, come over.